Hello, this is David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center, welcoming you to Doers of the Word. This program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God so that you can live in victory in your life. Open your heart and mind now as I share the uncompromised Word with you today. Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you on the radio broadcast again today. We are continuing to share with you on the subject of daily Christian disciplines. I hope you are hearing these broadcasts day after day as we are sowing the truth that is going to help you to walk in victory. If you will take these daily Christian disciplines and incorporate them into your daily life, you are going to see great change. You're going to see God do marvelous things in your life. You're going to see the promises of God come to pass. You're going to see yourself be in fellowship with Him and walk in relationships with others that are going to be from the Lord. Praise God. Walking by faith was the first area we talked about. God says we walk by faith, not by sight. It's impossible to please Him except we walk by faith. And we're to fight that good fight against the enemy, that good fight of faith. We know that we can speak to the mountain. It will be removed. We know that we can come boldly to the throne of grace and we can pray a prayer of faith and receive the promises of God. A second area is walking by love. God wants you to walk in love. It's a commandment of God. It's not some option. God said, walk in love. You're to love every single person, regardless of how they act to you. If you just love those that love you, you're no different than the publicans and the sinners, Jesus said. But if you will love the unlovely, love those that hate you or persecute you or despise you and do destructive things, then you show that you are children of your Father. Praise God. That's the royal law. Don't have respect of persons. That is contrary to the way of love. A third area is being in the Word and doing it. God wants you to get in His Word. His Word is the truth. And His Word is what brings revelation, knowledge, and understanding of God's ways. You need to hear the Word continually and do it continually. Be sure that you're a hearer and a doer of the Word. If you're just a hearer only, then you will see that the storms of life will come and you will fall because you will not be founded upon the rock which is established, that established root system of doing the Word of God. If you are a hearer and a doer, then you will see, having looked into the perfect law of liberty and continuing in it, you will be blessed in your deeds because God will be performing that Word in your life. If you continue in the Word, you'll be a true disciple. You will know the truth, and the truth will make you free. Another area that's so important we talked about is taking your thoughts captive. And I'll tell you, in counseling with Christians for years and years and years, I find that this is one of the most important areas that Christians have not mastered and dealt with in their life, and that is dealing with their thought life. You need to think on good things. You need to learn to take your thoughts captive. 2 Corinthians 10 verse 5 says we're to cast down imaginations or mental reasonings that exalt themselves against the knowledge of God. And we're to bring into captivity every thought. Not just once in a while thoughts. Every thought. Not just when, you know, a bad situation's coming. Every thought. God wants you to get disciplined in bringing into captivity every thought. You know, the devil works real hard to get to us in our mind. In fact, victory or defeat starts in the mind. You need to learn to take your thoughts captive and think on what the Word says. In every situation, think, what does the Word say about what I should do? What does the Word say about what I should be speaking? What does the Word say about these thoughts that are in my mind? This will prove whether or not you're going to be submitting to God or whether you're going to be yielding to the flesh or the devil. God wants you to keep your mind upon Him. As your mind stayed on Him, He'll keep you in perfect peace. Another area we talked about is your will. Your will needs to choose God's ways. It is so important that you set your will to choose the ways that please the Lord. If you choose the things that please Him, then His blessings will be upon you. He has set before you life and death. He set before you a way to walk in. We've got to choose His way and hearken unto Him. Another area we talked about is learning to cast your cares upon the Lord. This thing is so important because many, many people allow the word to be taken out of their heart and choked in their life so they don't bring fruit because they get into care, worry, and anxiety. They get into care, worry, and anxiety about their health when the Bible says, by whose stripes you were healed, and you can come boldly to the throne of grace and take hold of His healing mercy. You can speak forth the word of God and receive your healing power from the Lord. Hallelujah. But if you are full of care and worry and anxiety, then the word is not going to produce fruit in your life. It's important that you cast all your cares upon Him. Be anxious for nothing. What is the answer for care or anxiety? Speak the word and trust in the Lord and know that He is going to bring it to pass. Praise God. That's part of humbling yourself. See, when you carry cares, worries, and anxieties, you're really just trying to handle the matter yourself. The Bible says in 1 Peter 5, 6, humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God. And it says then in the next verse, how you do it, casting all your care upon Him because He careth for you. Praise God. Another area we talked about is speaking God's word and bridling your tongue. It is very important that we learn to watch what we say. You know, you're not to let any corrupt communication come out of your mouth. You're to speak words that edify, words that are going to build up and strengthen one another. And you're to speak good words about yourself and learn to speak God's word, holding fast your confession in order to see the promises of God come to pass. You know, the angels hearken to the voice of the word of God that's coming forth out of your mouth. What are you speaking? Your words are like the bridle on that horse's, that bit on the horse's mouth that sets forth the course that horse is going to go in. Same thing with the rudder on the ship. Your mouth, the tongue, whatever you speak is going to set you on course in your life. Speak God's word and declare what He says and watch God bring it to pass in your life. We also talked about praying with our understanding and praying with tongues. We pray with our understanding according to the known will of God in our mind. And we pray with tongues according to the Holy Spirit direction that is going to release the power of God to bring forth His will in our lust, in our life. Praise God. And I'll tell you, when you learn to pray in tongues, and you pray in tongues a lot, you are going to see the Holy Spirit move mightily in your life, because that is praying with the Holy Spirit, His understanding flowing forth through you, and it will always be a perfect prayer according to the will of God. In the last broadcast, we talked about confession of sin. And this is so important. We must learn to confess our sins, knowing that God is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Remember, He's merciful to our unrighteousness, and our sins and our iniquities will He remember no more. He's not going to remember your sins and iniquities. He doesn't condemn you of your sins. Praise God. We've got a God who is faithful and just. He forgives you and cleanses you from all sin. At the same time, that doesn't mean for you to just continue to go and walk in the ways of sin, because you can always confess your sin and get forgiven. That's sometimes the mentality of a lot of Christians. They think, well, I know I can always confess my sin, so even if I'm going ahead here and sinning, I know I can confess it, and I'll be forgiven, I'll be cleansed, and I'll be brought back from into right fellowship with the Lord. Well, you need to understand that whenever you commit sin, you are going to bring curses upon you. And you are going to have a negative effect from it. Yes, you'll confess your sin. You'll be cleansed back in right fellowship with the Lord. But that didn't break the curses. The curses are still upon you because of your sin until you have broke those curses. And this brings us to the next area today, and that is the area of repentance. It is so important that you learn to repent from sins. The word repentance is a Greek word, metanoē, which means to change the mind. To change the mind, and that means that no longer are we going to continue in that way of sin, but we're going to change our mind and walk in the new way that God has set before us, which is the right way, the righteous way, that is according to His Word. Here in 2 Corinthians chapter 7, the Bible says that you sorrowed to repentance, for you were made sorry after a godly manner, that you might receive damage by us in nothing. For godly sorrow worketh repentance to salvation, not to be repented of. But the sorrow of the world worketh death. Godly sorrow worketh repentance. And so, when God is dealing with you in an area of sin, it's a godly sorrow that's going to come upon you, and it's going to bring you to the place of repentance. Repentance is a turning around and a change of the mind that you're going to choose to walk in God's ways. You know, one of the foundation principles that it talks about in Hebrews chapter 6, verse 1, is repentance from dead works. God does not want you to continue in unprofitable, dead, worthless things that are bringing destruction upon you. God wants you to repent and turn around from sin, change your mind, and walk in the straight and narrow way that the Lord has set before you. You know, the Bible says sin has no dominion over you. And the Bible says in 1 John 5:18, whoso keepeth himself, the wicked one touches him not. You see, when you walk in the ways of sin, the door is open. You're giving place to the devil, and the wicked one can come in and touch you and have effect in your life. That's how demonic spirits will come in and bring destruction in a person's life. God wants you to learn that sin has no dominion over you, and you need to not only confess your sin, but repent from it. That means there's going to be no compromise in your life. God doesn't want you to compromise. Too many Christians compromise in the area of sin in their life. Quit compromising. Quit making excuses. Quit trying to justify your actions. Learn to face your problems head on. Confess the sin. Repent and turn from it. Change your mind. And what's important is if you're going to change, important is the fact if you're going to change your mind, you've got to change it from the area of sin to the way of righteousness. And how are you going to be able to do that? By getting in the Word of God and seeing what the Word says. It is so important that you get in the Word and you know what God says that you're supposed to do. When you get God's Word before you, then you can change your mind from the way of sin to walk in the way of righteousness. No longer are you going to continue in that way of sin. You make up your mind and you choose to walk in the ways of the Word of God, being obedient to the Lord. The Bible says if you yield your members, which would be your mind or your mouth or your ears or your steps or anything that you would have to do with in your life, it says if you yield that unto sin, it produces death in you. But if you yield your members unto righteousness, then it's going to produce holiness, and then the life of God will be manifest in you. And this is going to come because you have repented from your sins. This means turning around. Don't continue in sin. Don't give in to sin. Don't compromise and just make up excuses that, well, I can't stand against this problem. Hey, God says there's no sin that has dominion over you, and He's called you to repentance. And He says, repent from all dead works in your life and make the decision that you are going to walk in obedience to God's Word. You're changing your mind. You're turning around and walking in the new direction of the Word of God without compromise, and you're going to walk in fellowship with the Lord, yielding your members unto righteousness, and that will produce holiness in your life. Well, do this and watch God do great things. We're going to see you on the next broadcast. God bless you. As I close today, do you realize that the number one negative influence in your life is inherited generational curses? This is because the iniquities of the forefathers are passed down to the children to the third and fourth generations. These curses enforced by demonic spirits must be broken and the spirits must be cast out. We break inherited curses and cast out these spirits in our Healing, Deliverance, and Counseling Center. If you would like personal ministry, please call 268-WORD. That's 268-9673. And now, until I greet you on the next broadcast, may God bless you as you are a doer of the Word of God.